This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah. Okay, so welcome to Mishnah 708, sponsored by my friend Jack Dweck. Torah Shows is trying to show people how beautiful Judaism is, and I thank my sponsors, Stanley Shamosh, and also Chaim Lax for helping. It should be Aliyas Neshama from my shvir, Mr. Henry Salem, Zichrona Lebracha. At Torah Shows, our goal is to try to present Mishnayot and Navi and other parts of the Torah. This Mishnah today is from Zivachim, Parak Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. If someone slaughtered a korban inside the Beit HaMikdash and brought it out, or he slaughtered it outside and brought it out. So what would be the halakha? Like, we know if someone brings a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash on purpose, intentionally, is chayav mita. Why so many people did this throughout the Nevi'im times? In that era, there was such a cheshek for people to bring on a bama, even though it was asur. It's hard to understand. But because there was such a tug for Avodah Zarah, there was a Yetzara at that time, perhaps that was their way of trying to deal with it. But again, it needs explanation, and we have to figure that out. Okay, so right now, says the Mishnah, a big machloket to Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Hashochet v'amale bachutz. If someone did two things wrong, he shechted a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, and he brought it outside the Beit HaMikdash. So he did two things wrong. So he should be chayav karet twice. But since he did it by accident, he should be chayav a korban chatat, two korban chatats. Chayav al shechita v'chayav al ha'aliyah. He is responsible for the sin of shechting it outside the Beit HaMikdash and for bringing it on a bama outside the Beit HaMikdash. That is the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili wants to differentiate. He says, Shachat pifnim v'hela b'chutz chayav. If someone shechted inside the Beit HaMikdash and he brought it outside, so then it would be chayav. But he says, it'll be chayav only once. But shachat bachutz v'hela bachutz. But if he shachted it outside and brought it outside, patur, he wants to argue that he should be patur. Because since he shachted it outside, it was never really right to be brought on the mizbeach. So then he brought it outside, patur, shlo hela ela davar pasul. He says, because the mice say, he was being mocked of something that was pasul anyway. It was never fit for the mizbeach. Amulos HaChachamim argued. They said, well, according to your logic, even if someone shechted inside and he brought it outside, it's already pasul. And you claim that in such a case he would be chayav. Well, according to your logic, it should be chayav, it should be patur for that even, because it was never right for the mizbeach outside, because it just became disqualified as soon as you brought it out. So that was the machloket, how many korbanot would be chayav, in so how many korban chatas would be chayav in such a case that he brought it outside. And that is the machloket. Tanakama held would be chayav two, and Rabbi Yossi held one in such a case. To bring your Beit HaMikdash, no one should have to bring korbanot b'chutz. Shemizocha to the gula, shalem b'karov. Thank you for being part of our Mishnah Club. Should be a zechut for my father in Gan Eden as well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.